Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with Cullen Steele. On the line right now is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcasts. Brad, thanks for joining us this afternoon, brother. Give it to us.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Brad. Man, I'll throw it to you right off the bat. Saints, Broncos. Man, Saints walking wounded now, and we get even worse news. We kind of figured Olave wasn't going to play with the concussion, just like Sertan out in Denver with the concussion with a short week. But now with Rashid Shaheed, and this could be even worse than just a couple weeks. Your thoughts on Saints, Broncos, 2.5-point spread here, which sort of surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, honestly, it does me as well. I think you're going to see a bit of an uptick in money coming in on the Denver Broncos before kickoff tomorrow. I mean, you were talking about it, walking wounded, walking infirmary. It's kind of reminiscent of like a last preseason week game, honestly, with a bunch of nobodies that very few people know unless you're really tied and plugged in to each respective franchise. Alvin Kamara may see roughly about 10,000 targets in this game. That's my gut feeling. Juwan Johnson's going to be a busy man. No Taysom Hill as well. I mean, Means could have an opportunity or maybe step up, maybe Tipton out of the slot with no Sertan. Potentially that guy could be a difference maker. But you got Spencer Rattler, a guy that's assertive, aggressive, plays unfazed football, can feature some duality, much like Bo Nix can. I think Denver is going to be able to have successful gains on the ground as New Orleans still licking their wounds after they got trounced last week, in multiple facets defensively, whether by Chris Godwin out of the slot for Tampa or, on the ground with the 1-2 punch there of Bucky Irving and also Sean Tucker. So a mountain to climb, I think, for New Orleans in this game. I like Denver. I think they'll come in to the Superdome, get the victory, get the cover. And I think Javonte Williams will probably be the finest fantasy performer on either side of the ball, potentially, in this game. He has not found the end zone yet this year. I think he finds it for the first time this season tomorrow night.
Friday night's game, BYU, undefeated, goes up against Oklahoma State. That game, one thing with Oklahoma State and in the past, I think it gets underrated. They do run the football pretty well, and they've always been noted for throwing the ball. But, man, BYU, Brad, they have really played well this season.
Outstanding football, and they're very much in the playoff conversation right now. The playoff field expanding to 12 teams, and the Cougars, I think, are going to be looking their chops here at this matchup. I mean, you look at BYU laying 8.5 right now. I played this thing up to maybe 9.5, and firmly lay the chalk here. Oklahoma State has certainly been a letdown, and look at the advanced numbers that are out there. I mean, they're very much members on the struggle bus right now. 71 EP per play offense, defensively not much better at 64. BYU, a better offensive team and an outstanding defensive team as well. They've been wrapping fools up. They've been mitigating drives. They're only number 14 in the country in EPA per play defense. That's their high standing right now. And you look at all the advanced metric sites that are out there, they have BYU to anywhere between 15 to 20 points as the victors in this game. And again, you're laying single digits right now at your favorite sports book. So for me, at BetMGM, I'm going to comfortably lay the chalk in the 8.5. I think the Cougs win, and it could be by a convincing fashion.
We got a couple people here in the studio, Dan Barron and Joe Cardosi, man, big Alabama fans. So give us your thoughts, Alabama-Tennessee.
Massive game, guys, as you know. What version of Alabama are we going to see?
I have no idea. None.
Nobody really knows. You can really apply that same logic to Tennessee. It's a proper question. That's a team that obviously went in a Fayetteville loss. So both these squads, despite all the hoopla and all the hyperbole that was out there just a couple of weeks ago, very much on a roller coaster ride, and we're all feeling a little bit queasy about it. Looking at all the advanced data that's out there, I think this game is going to be nip and tuck. I think it honestly is going to come down the final possession. Alabama is number 5 in the nation in EPA offense, number 5 in the nation EPA defense. Outstanding balance that the Crimson Tide has. Tennessee, not as good offensively, number 22 in EPA offense, but numero dos nationally in EPA defense. So I think whoever has the ball last will ultimately win this game by 3 points. 2.5, I haven't bet on this yet. If I had a lean, I might sprinkle a little bit on the Volunteers' money line. But if the line goes up a half a tick and it's like Alabama -3, I'm going to pounce like a panther on Tennessee at +3. And if it gets to 3.5 all diggity day long, I'm going to roll with Smokey there, as I believe they will get the cover if it gets that high. And they definitely have more than a fighting chance owning this game against Straight Up.
This is a scary game for me because I've seen it play out time and time again, LSU, Arkansas. In years past, they would play Arkansas after Alabama. Okay, so you're an emotional high to play Alabama, and you come back down. And, man, these games have been fist fights. And the one thing with Sam Pittman, you're always going to get a physical part in the trenches with LSU and Arkansas. Your thoughts here, this line, I'm not sure if it didn't open at 3.5, and now it's down to 2.5?
Yeah, that is correct. A lot of money in action coming in on Woo Pick Suey here, and for good reason. I think 3.5 was a little bit too high. Much like Alabama and Tennessee, it's going to come down to a field goal kicking contest, maybe at the end of the game. Honestly, I think the best bet on the board in this game is taking the under.
Okay.
That total at 56.5 is a little bit too high for me. I think this game is going to be in the high 40s, maybe the low 50s. Won't get quite close to the mid 50s. An overall game total. I will say this, if you're an LSU fan down there in New Orleans, Arkansas, you know, one of the knocks against them, they've only played the number 69 strongest overall strength of schedule. So, yeah, they had that key victory against the Volunteers under the belt. But LSU has played more formidable competition across the board, number 25 in SOS. And I think LSU, that electric offense, despite their defensive ills, I think they're a better team overall. However, I think right now the 2.5, I don't feel comfortable about it, given the road environment. But again, I feel really good that the under is going to come through here on the 56.5.
Cullen?
Brad, another big SEC bout this weekend, Texas, Georgia, their biggest probably hurdle in the season so far, though. I know Texas is a favored a little bit. I feel like it should be a lot more. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Texas laying 3.5 in this one. And, you know, I think a lot of people are going to see the name recognition, the name brands that are going to go toe-to-toe here. And they're automatically going to fire off tickets on UGA, get the 3 and the hook, and thinking that's going to come into play. I think Texas is going to win this game and comfortably cover.
I
think they're going to win by, you know, anywhere between 7 to 14 here in the end. It could be a 10-point margin. You know, Georgia has just been a bit of a roller coaster ride in their own right, right? They're number 8 in EPA offense, number 13 EPA defense, a very good and balanced team. But Texas far better in both those categories, 4 in offense, 3 in defense. We know the quarterback play is extraordinary for Hook'em Horns. I think the fighting Matthew McConaughey's are going to get this thing done, like I said, within that 7 to 14 margin, probably going to be around 10 points overall. So I will lay the 3.5 and not even blink for a second.
Brad, going back to the NFL and the game everybody wants to watch, you got the 4-1 Lions, who looked like world beaters last week going up against the Cowboys. But you lose Aiden Hutchinson for the season there, going up against the undefeated Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, this is going to be a monster game. And, yeah, that's the $64,000 question, is how does the defensive line react without the premier pass rusher and Aiden Hutchinson on the field? And, you know, it puts even more pressure on the back end defensively for Detroit. And that is a young secondary that's certainly taking their lumps. And now I'm going to face a guy in Sam Darnold who's been on point this year and arguably the best wide receiver in the game today. And Justin Jefferson, of course, as you guys know, down there near LSU. So, you know, the pride of Baton Rouge, I think, is going to put up some stupid numbers. I actually fired off on Justin Jefferson to exceed 100 yards receiving in this game at plus odds earlier day there at BetMGM. The pair of matchups he had against Detroit last year, he went well north of the century mark in total yardage through the air. I think he will be the difference maker in this game. I think Detroit's obviously going to be very competitive. Their offense is outstanding. Mandatory Montgomery, Dan Montgomery has scored a touchdown every single game. Jahmyr Gibbs is a jack of all trades. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to have a huge advantage out of the slot as Byron Murphy is inside the top five in most yards allowed to his assignments, and he's the primary slot DB for Minnesota. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Fireworks aplenty there in Minneapolis. I think Detroit's going to sink the victory in the end. But again, my favorite bet on the board is Justin Jefferson over everything, and I think he finds the end zone as well.
Got the Super Bowl matchup, rematch. Chiefs 5-0 going up against the 49ers. Basically, Brad, this is a pick-em game. It's a one-point spread at this stage, but basically you're picking the winner here.
Yeah, I think revenge is going to be exacted here by San Francisco, a team that, both these squads well-rested. You look at the Niners, a team that has all kinds of weapons across the board, even without the CMC football factory on the field, and hopefully we're going to get him back here pretty soon. But Jordan Mason's been incredible on the ground, a guy that gets appreciable yak, forces missed tackles. He is the epitome of a workhorse, and an absolute Clydesdale who is winning right now. I know he had the shoulder ailment, but, should get his customary 20 carries on the ground. And you look at Patrick Mahomes, he's just been May this year, guys. From a fantasy football perspective, he is the 20th best quarterback in terms of fantasy points per game production. Who would have thought it? Patrick Mahomes. And I know he lost Rashee Rice. Juju Smith-Schuster really stepped up and filled those massive shoes. Travis Kelce looks like he's found his groove right now. Kareem Hunt, turned about the clock. He's looked really good here last couple of games. But I think the Niners, as long as they body up in the trenches, that's been an area of weakness, in my opinion. They have the strong back-end defense. And the fact, too, that Mahomes just isn't uncorking with a whole lot of success, particularly down the field. He has one of the lowest ADOTs, average depth of target, any quarterback in the league. I think the Niners, at home, get the best of KC and win this one in a squeaker.
Okay, well, it's not the only game I'm keeping an eye on. Obviously, the Vikings-Lions game, we were just talking about the Super Bowl rematch. You guys are skipping over. Texans-Packers, come on, what do you have on that? I know Green Bay is favored by just a couple points. I don't know if I like that, but what are you seeing?
Yeah, honestly, I would lay the chalk here. I do like the Pack. I think they're going to win by field goal boot. I think it's going to be one of the higher scoring games of the week. I will take the over on that. I grab it at 47.5. I think, C.J. Stroud, I'm a loud, proud member of Team Stroud, a guy that's certainly getting it done. And, yeah, you don't have Nico Collins on the field, but Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, those guys can certainly step up. And I think the real difference maker in this one is going to be Joe Mixon. Back last week, after the multi-week injury, dealing with that ankle and a knee issue that he had, and he went over the century mark. If they get him north of 80 yards on the ground, which I think is entirely attainable for him, Houston's going to win this game. And I think he's going to be a problem for Green Bay to try to wrap up. Mixon's just a yards after contact beast. He's got shimmy and shake in the open field, can juke you out of your shoes, and then, you nickel and dime with a little Stephon Diggs underneath, go deep to Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz across the middle. There's a lot of weapons there for Houston to keep this thing close, but Jordan Love's been spectacular. Jaden Reed is a beast. Christian Watson right now is healthy, and it sounds like they're going to get Dontavian Wicks back to go along, of course, with Josh Jacobs there on the ground. And in Green Bay, at Lambeau Field, in chilly conditions, they're going to put Houston on ice and win this thing going away.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy your time here with us. Great insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Enjoy the action this weekend.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.